Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the dumbest arguments ever.
Erica joins us today for the dumbest argument ever. Hello, Erica.
Hi.
Are you having a dumb argument with somebody?
Yes, I'm having a really dumb argument with my boyfriend. I can't even believe we're having it, but it's the dumbest argument ever.
What is your boyfriend's name, first of all?
Sam.
Okay. And what are you and Sam arguing about?
Okay, so Sam thinks that the first day of the week is on Sunday, but, like, it's Monday. It's clearly Monday. And he was trying to tell me it's Sunday, and we got into kind of a big argument over it, considering how stupid it is. Like, we were yelling at each other and everything.
Because he said that the beginning of the week is Sunday, and you said the beginning of the week is Monday.
It's clearly Monday.
Yeah, I guess technically.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't sit around thinking about it that much, but yeah. I have heard both. Monday's more the beginning of, like, your work week.
Right, but I don't know if that's the beginning of the actual week, just because that's the beginning of our work week.
Interesting. Really, the beginning of our work week is, like, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, and then it ends there.
And it ends on Friday. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Interesting. All right, so you say it's Monday.
Yes.
And Sam says it's Sunday.
For some reason, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's call him and maybe we'll get him to explain it to us and see, you know, if we can figure out which date it actually is. Hang on one second.
Okay. Hello?
Sam?
Yes, who is this?
Good morning, Sam. My name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with my friend Megan.
Okay.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Well, who are? That doesn't help me at all.
What?
We host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE. We're radio hosts.
Oh.
Yay.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the show. Sorry.
Oh, no. Don't be sorry. A lot of people are sorry that they're familiar with the show, but...
I'm familiar. I'm so sorry. Well, we have your wife on the phone, and she said that you guys are fighting.
Hold on, girlfriend.
Oh, sorry. Well, we have your girlfriend on the phone, and she said you guys are arguing over the days of the week. Like, you think that it starts on Sunday for some reason?
Man, yes. I can't believe we're still talking about this.
Yeah, did you guys?
Why you called me?
That's exactly why we called you. And believe it, it's happening. Man. What is this an argument you actually had as to which day the week begins on?
Yeah, we had it turned into quite an argument about this.
Yeah. And you believe it's Sunday.
It is Sunday. It's Sunday.
Why do you think that it's Sunday?
If you look at the calendar week starts on Sunday. My point is it feels like Monday because that's when we start work and you end work on Friday and then it kind of feels like the whole thing starts over. But actually, you end work on Friday and then Saturday and then Sunday's the first day of the week, and then you start work on Monday. I really don't understand why it's hard to understand.
Sunday is the weekend. That's why it's called the weekend. Saturday and Sunday are weekend. Monday starts the week again. It's even
no,
in the
it's
name.
It's the end of the work week. That's not the end of the week, like the cosmic week. That's just week end work.
But like nobody starts their week on Sunday. That's not the start of any week. They hang out with their family. They just, you know, chill, and then you start your week on Monday.
No, you can start your week and hang out with your families, and then you start work on Monday. Work is the word that is important in this.
So you're saying there's a difference between the work week and the actual week?
There definitely is.
Okay.
If you don't work, then there's no week. Or I think we're stuck, and the week is the 5 days that we work, and it's hard to get past that for people.
No,
obviously.
I get.
That's what we're doing.
No, I get it. All right. Hang on one second. Don't go anywhere, you two. 340-9595. Does the week begin on Sunday or Monday? Your phone call is coming up. Erica and her boyfriend Sam got into a big argument because, Erica, you said that the week begins on Monday. Is that correct?
Yeah, because it does.
Right, because it does. Right. And Sam, you're claiming that the week actually begins on Sunday. That's also correct. Right.
And if you look at any calendar, it does. And
right.
My girlfriend is mistaken.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hang on one second. 340-9595. Hey, Tamara from St. Mary's. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great. When does the week start? On Saturday, on Sunday or Monday?
I'm totally with him. It totally starts on Sunday. I mean, like you said, look at the calendar.
Yeah.
It starts on Sunday.
All right.
I mean, what better way to start the week? That's when we have football.
Well, that is true.
That's what?
No. It's when we have football.
Oh.
It's when the Jags play.
Although for some people, that's like the worst way to start the week, depending on who their team is.
Hey, it used to be. This last season was fabulous. So God,
no, you're right. You're absolutely right. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Tori from Palm Coast.
Hi.
Hey, Tori, does the week start on Sunday or Monday?
It starts on Monday, because if you think about it, when my kids are off of school on Mondays, they call it a long weekend.
Oh,
that's a good point.
That is a great point.
I didn't think about that.
If it were a long weekend, right, so Sunday would be the end of the week in that scenario.
Yeah. Well, that's true, because technically it's called weekend, and Sunday is part of the weekend.
Well, that's what she said. You don't call it weekend and beginning.
Right.
Yeah. Also, that would be really weird. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
So then
me.
Why would
it.
The calendar start on a Sunday? Have the week start on a Sunday?
Megan, I have no idea. I didn't make the calendar. I'm not that old.
I know you're
Thomas
not.
from playing Talk to the Mayans or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Thomas from Fleming Island. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? I was telling her the problem is pretty simple. If you look at a calendar, we're week at 11. The next week starts right on Sunday is week 12. So the every week is numbered. So there's really no argument here. The week starts on Sunday.
What do you mean the weeks are numbered?
Yeah, if you look at our regular calendar, we're in week 11 right now. We're in the 11th week of the year. The 12th week of the year starts on Sunday. Well, most calendars, I don't know what calendar you have, but there's a number at the end, at the beginning of every week.
I mean, I got a calendar on my iPhone, and there's no number. There's just the day numbers. Like today is, what is it? Today is...
On the Android, Google Calendar, you can actually add it.
Oh, on the
weeks of the day.
On the Android, all right.
The numbers
All right, hey, thanks so much for calling. This is why I don't hang out with Android people. Because they got numbers on their weeks.
It's way too complicated of a calendar.
Plus, the messages come in all green. And I'm like,
that's the worst.
What is going on? Brendan from St. Augustine, how are you?
Good, how y'all doing?
Hey, good. When does the week begin and when does it... I guess when does it begin is what we're arguing about.
Sunday. I agree with the gentleman.
You think Sunday?
Yeah, I used to be a chef and my work week started on Wednesday. Doesn't mean that's when my actual week started.
Oh, I see. Because you're saying some people work... Like, they start work in the middle
completely
of the week.
Different shifts.
Oh, that's true. That is a good point.
That is interesting. All right. Yeah, like, the golf course is closed on Monday, so anyone who works there probably, their work week starts on Tuesday.
The golf course is closed on Monday?
Bars are, that's true. Yeah, golf courses are closed on, because they need one day of the week to, like, you know.
I used to work at a golf course, and it was not closed on Mondays.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it ever closed?
No.
Oh. Well, never mind then. Aaliyah, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Aaliyah. When does the week begin?
Definitely Sunday.
Definitely Sunday. Like, no question. Why do you think Sunday?
Well, because I think it's more of a cultural thing. Like Chinese New Year does not start January 1st, but, I mean, that's when they do their technical New Year, but we start January 1st, so I don't see why.
So you think she's from, like, another culture? Like, maybe she's from Scandinavia or someplace where... But that doesn't make any sense, because the Sabbath was the seventh day.
Was it?
Right? Because on the last day, God rested. And that's why you're not supposed to work on Sunday. So if you think about it, that was the last day made. Why is it the first day of the week?
That actually makes a lot of sense. I never knew that.
I try to make sense at least once a month.
Good job. You met your quota.
All right, good. I'm done. I'm out. I'll talk to you in April. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Mike?
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're great. What do you want to say, Mike?
Well, it depends on your point of reference. You were referencing the Sabbath day. In Jewish times, that was actually Saturday, and so Sunday would be the first day of the week. But for Christians, since Christ arose on Sunday, we use that as our Sabbath. And so Sunday would be the last day of the week. Monday would be the first day of the week.
Right.
So
which is it?
For me, it's Monday is the first day of the week.
Okay.
Oh, so it's just different for everybody?
So if you're Jewish, then Sunday is the first day of the week.
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah,
I'm not
all right.
Jewish, so I can't speak for them.
All right, some Jewish people, call in and speak for yourselves. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Marvin on the South Side. Hi, Marvin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, Marvin. What's the first day of the week?
It is Sunday.
It is. Why Sunday?
I don't know, but it is Sunday. We have I've read the Bible a lot of time, and I think it is Sunday. I don't know why, for what reason we are starting Monday, but it is Sunday.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Tony in Arlington, how are you?
Fine, man. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, doing good,
hey.
Tony. Hey, what'd you want to say, buddy? What do you think?
Well, I think it's, according to Google search, it's Saturday, Monday, or Sunday. But it says Monday is the first day of the week. So it depends on what your... This is Monday.
So you're basically, he's thinking out loud right now is what he's
saying. I was like, what's happening?
Okay. All right. So if somebody asked you, what's the first day of the week, what would you tell them?
Monday.
Yeah. Okay. See, I think I'm leaning toward Monday the more we talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I always thought, but
right.
I just know the calendar. Like,
God didn't work on Sunday, did he?
No. No, I sure didn't. Oh, I mean, never mind.
Oh, my God. Worse.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. I don't work. No, Cheryl from Amelia Island. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Cheryl. Which is it, Monday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Why Sunday?
Well, I think everybody, the way I view it is, it's like bookends. Like, you have a bookend at the beginning of a row of books, and then you have another bookend at the end of a row of books. And others are looking at the weekend, that phrase, as like the finality of the week versus the beginning and the ending.
I'm going to be honest. You lost me at books. Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.